Hey everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. So in this particular audio podcast episode, first I want to say thanks for people viewing, listening to this, because the numbers have blown up immensely. This is why I'm only focusing on these topics. Once I start intermingling other topics, then it interferes with the performance of the higher potential performing. So I only focus on that, higher performing, higher number of viewers, listeners, downloads of these topics. So my last topic, I talked about getting into quant development. One of the areas that I talked about was personal projects for doing high frequency trading. This was an interesting question I discovered on a subreddit called CPP or C++. The title was Personal Project Ideas for HFT. And the project, or the question, was deleted because of the good old moderators, off topic or whatever. But the interesting thing, there's three still topics that would be quite interesting. First one I'm going to talk about is, you can tell this is more for retail. So one of the comments came from a guy, Justin Camelcase, stock trading bot. Okay, that's a no-brainer as a so-called HFT project. Another one would be a Discord bot. Yeah, I could see that. Discord's pretty good for that. API, and Telegram as well. Can't remember the name of the one in crypto. It was called Unibot. That did really well as a Telegram trading bot in the world of crypto. Came up MERN, MERN. That's a technique for cryptocurrency trading, I have really no idea. So that's another interesting trading idea. The one that I think people should really pay attention to, which I didn't know, that's why I'm doing this podcast, to educate people on. One comment, the other comment came in, is if you really want large scale, use DPDK to write a TCP implementation that can get under 50 microseconds of RTT for back-to-back NICs. So this is another way of saying HFT, very quick, very fast, between messaging between two network boards and using a TCP implementation. So when you go over to GitHub, looking for this DPDK project, it's on GitHub. So I don't have any idea when this was founded, but I'm on their website right now called dpdk.org. So that stands for, what was it? I just had it here. Data Plane Development Kit. Is that, I can't remember. I think that might have been the name. Yeah, Data Plane Development Kit, open source. It's all, I believe, in C. So I mentioned there's C++. And then there's C. As an example, the Linux kernel was written in C. Then they try to develop in C++. I guess it gets kind of complicated. I don't blame them. And then they went back to C. Then there's now parts of it being rewritten in Rust. So C++ can be fairly confusing. But this project looks like it's done in C. Go under the examples, it will showcase that. Anyways, let me go over what this project is. DPDK is a set of libraries and drivers for fast packet processing. Ka-ching, ba-bingo, bingo, alarms go off for high-frequency trading. It supports many processor architectures for both FreeBSD and Linux. Now, think about this. There's Linux, and then there's all the junk that goes with it, something like Ubuntu. Same with Debian, same with all the other Linux. So you want a stripped-down Linux version. Kernel.org comes to mind, but you can also get BSD, Berkeley Software Distribution, which is basically the next open source successor of Unix. So you got OpenBSD, which is probably one of the most secure operating systems on the planet. That's where macOS back decades ago evolved from, on top of FreeBSD, which is a little simpler. But when you start to see FreeBSD, that is a decent operating system workoff for these type of technologies. So anyways, the DBDK open source BSD 3 clause license for the core libraries and drivers. The kernel component are GPL2. For questions, okay, so there's this website here. I'm assuming it's 100% open source. I don't see any pricing or demonstrations. Let's see, they have some hosted projects here, four of them. Inject keycap files, DBDK test suite, NFF Go. It looks like it's a network function framework for Go. Traffic generator powered by DBDK. Interesting. So you can generate your own traffic. Let's see what kind of users are using this. Ericsson's using it, Marvell. We've got some pretty big wig companies in here using this thing. So I wouldn't be surprised what I'm seeing here that commercial use is there. I wouldn't be surprised high frequency trading are using it as well. So we've got here the DBDK core supported hardware, ARM, Power or PPC, Power9, and x86, including AMD and Intel. DMA engines from providers of HiSilicon, Marvel, NXP, and Intel, and then the NICs. We'll get those. Cryptography engines. Yeah, NVIDIA's in there. MLX5. Software compress engines. Very interesting. Intel as well. Okay, what else we got here? This DBDK consists of libraries to accelerate packet processing workloads running on a wide variety of CPU architecture. There's an environment abstract layer, memory management, pool mode, driver, ring buffer, API for packet processing, crypto and security, event dev, and timers. Okay, I'm not going to sound like an expert because I'm not, but it does go into the kernel, performance compatibility across CPU, kernel, and C libraries. So it is C, and so on. So I'll put the link in there. You can probably search it based upon what I've mentioned here. They could do training, technical board, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that. If you want to learn more, maybe talk about it on my Discord, I'll provide the link to that. If you want to learn training, go learn on the Substack. And if you want some free tech books that I've written, quantlabs.net/books for those for free. All right, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for listening and have yourselves a good day.